acid. Most of these are members of the B-complex group. In addition to finding good sources of A and D, we have also learned to supply these other vitamins efficiently.
Dr. Kent, you spoke a moment ago about the vitamin A benefits in fresh green grass. Is there a way of duplicating these benefits in year-round feeding?
Yes, we feel the addition of dehydrated, unjointed cereal grasses to poultry mashes is the nearest approach to spring pasture conditions. Cereal grasses, when grown on fertile soil, cut just before the first joint forms, and then dehydrated, provide nearly all the vitamins needed, along with grass proteins and organic source minerals, all of which are beneficial to layers.
Well, that's a lot of feeding goodness in a very small package, isn't it, Dr. Kent? I imagine other vitamin sources, though, are added to poultry feed as well, aren't they?
Yes, a number of other vitamin sources should be included in winter laying rations. For example, we need to provide vitamin D, the sunlight vitamin. Much of this formerly came from cod liver oil and other fish oils. Another source of vitamin D has been developed, which has proved to be entirely satisfactory. It is called deactivated animal sterol. Other ingredients which help supply vitamin needs are such things as oatmeal, fish meal, liver meal, and molasses.
Dr. Kent, would you say that the feed industry has made considerable progress in developing new ways of supplying the vitamin requirements of laying hens?
Yes, especially during the war, when various ingredients were short and it was necessary to switch from one ingredient to another. Even in the face of this, the quality of feeds has continually improved, as indicated by egg production and hatchability records, all of which means more efficient feeding and more profit to the poultryman.
Well, thanks, Dr. Kent, for those comments on the importance of vitamins in feeding layers for high production. And friends, a reminder again that more valuable suggestions on ways to handle your birds for extra profits are waiting for you in a copy of the 1949 Fuller Pep Poultry Book. This book is yours for the asking at no extra charge. Now, the helpful booklet will bring you many chapters of valuable information compiled by Dr. O.B. Kent and Denny Dennerline and the staff here at the Fuller Pep Farm. It suggests many ways in which you can save on feed. The booklet tells you how you may reduce laying house mortality. It outlines a successful laying house management program. It gives suggestions for care of the breeding flock. These are just a few of the many interesting and profitable chapters you'll find in this fine new Fuller Pep booklet. And don't forget, all you do to get this 1949 Fuller Pep booklet free of charge is just write your name and your address on a card or letter and send to Man on the Farm, care of this station. Do that right now before you forget it. You should have a copy of this fine, helpful poultry booklet, and a copy will be sent to you free of charge as soon as we receive your name and your address. Just send your card or letter to the Man on the Farm, care of this station, and ask for the free Fuller Pep book.
Poultry raisers save on feed cost by feeding a mash that's vitamin rich. A mash that's especially built to help hens stay on the nest month after month, laying to the utmost of their bred-in ability. Yes, Fuller Pep users find that Fuller Pep egg breeder mash provides special feeding richness, which enables them to feed less Fuller Pep than they would lower quality mashes. Fuller Pep egg breeder mash may be fed with as much as 2/3 scratch grains and whole oats. Think of the saving you make as compared to the 50-50 plan or all-mash plan of feeding. And you'll also find that Fuller Pep egg breeder mash gives your hens such rich feeding benefits, it helps them lay lots of big choice market eggs, as well as enjoy sound health and vigor. That's a big help to real profits. Also, Fuller Pep egg breeder mash is fortified with concentrated spring range and other vitamin-rich sources to bring your birds many of the healthful vitamins and proteins of fresh green spring pasture. So join the thousands of successful poultrymen who are now feeding the Fuller Pep way. See your Fuller Pep dealer today for your requirements of Fuller Pep egg breeder mash.
Now, friends, we're all set for a few cat meows here at the farm. We have a cat meowing contest. We have $5 for the winner for the best imitation of a midnight backyard fence serenade. And we've got five, little kitty cats, I guess you'd call them, lined up here today. Where are you, girls? Hold your hands up. Let me count you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We have 5. We'll try the 6th one if we have time. Remember, it's a cat's meow. It's not just a mewing kitten, but a real cat's meow that keeps you awake at night. Applause of the crowd will help us determine the winner, so listen, crowd, and let's have your applause for each of the contestants. Contestant number 1.
Meow.
That keep you awake, crowd? All right. Now let's listen to kitty number 2. All right, how's that one, Todd? Mm-hmm. Contestant number 3.
Meow. Meow.
Now wait a minute. This cat isn't hungry. This cat this cat is really bent on keeping you awake at night.
Meow. Meow.
Once more.
Meow.
How's that one, Todd? Contestant number 4. Yes, the lady here.
Meow.
All right, how's that one, Frog? Now contestant number 5. Yes. Well. Little kitty Sinatra over here. Contestant number 6. Let's have yours. We'll put the other lady in. Go ahead. Very young little kitty cat. Let's have it, crowd, for contestant number 6. Say, let me step over to Mason Coppinger and his applause meter, our engineer, to check to see who wins the $5. In the meantime, Reggie Cross, while I check with Mason, will you and the boys have a bit of music for us? Say, boys, I've got a tie here between contestant number 1 and contestant number 4, according to the applause meter. Try it again. Number 1,
Meow. 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 Meow.
All right, and contestant number 4, the lady here, is this right? Try it again.
Meow. Meow. Meow.
Try that one, crowd. Contestant number 1 is the winner of $5 in our cat meowing contest, and $1 to each of you other contestants for joining in the fun. Now, George Menard, let's sing.
The giant of the cereals is Quaker Oats. The giant of the cereals is Quaker Oats. Delicious, nutritious, makes you feel ambitious. The giant of the cereals is Quaker Oats.
Thanks, boys, and how right you are. And our Man on the Farm listeners know that the giant of the cereals is Quaker and Mother's Oats, which are the same. You see, farm folks eat more Quaker and Mother's Oats than anybody else. That's an actual fact.
They know it's a giant in nutrition, gives youngsters more growth and endurance, gives grown-ups more energy and stamina than any other whole grain cereal. They know it's a giant in value because Quaker Oats still cost less than a penny a serving. And it's a giant in flavor, too. The proof is people eat more Quaker Oats than any other cereal because they love that delicious Quaker Oats flavor more than any other. Truly, Quaker Oats is the giant of the cereals. It helps grow strong, healthy boys and girls, our stars of the future.
Friends always insist on Quaker or Mother's Oats, which are the same. If it's correct to say we keep geese in a goosery, Mrs. Brown?
I wouldn't know. I don't keep geese.
Well, we keep
geese.
Hens in a hennery. We can say that, right?
Do
we
keep or geese? Chicken coop.
Yeah. Yes, but we have the word hennery. What could we say we keep geese in a goosery? That's correct. According to the dictionary, we could. Yeah,
I suppose they keep ducks in a duckery, don't they?
Oh, now, Reggie Kroska. No, but they can keep geese in a goosery. That's according to the dictionary. If you don't believe it, all you have to do is just look it up. Isn't that right, Ed? Tell him. Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's right. All right. Now, is there anyone here in the crowd who can give us an answer for Mrs. Edna Schaefer? What's all of this over here? Yes? What's all the fun over in this side of the room? What happened?
I wouldn't dare to tell you. It was Beagle.
Yes.
No, I wouldn't tell you either. Ask Reggie, he might tell you.
Reggie Cross, come here.
Have you been... You're speaking of geese. I was speaking plurally of goose. I'd rather have one goose than I would a flock of geese.
Yes. Yes. I don't understand.
I don't either. I don't know what they're laughing about.
His face shows it.
Well, now, you heard about the man who would rather have the one goose instead of the geese because he was a tailor, and he needed this little iron, and it's called a goose. It's the iron that's ironing the shoulder of a coat, the special iron the tailors use. But he had the problem when he tried to order two of them. You know what happened. He was puzzled to say whether to send me two gooses or send me two...